Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Schulz. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Kiefer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Butler steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Hall reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fishlin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bochy moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Bochy moves to third. Davis moves to second. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bochy tags and scores. Davis tags and moves to third. Tettleton tags and moves to second. One out. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. Tettleton moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kiefer. Carter moves to second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Vukovic moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fishlin hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Keith Atherton now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Waddell now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fishlin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Athert and settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kiefer bunts towards the mound. Waddell fields it and throws to first for the out. Tettleton moves to second. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butler scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Fishlin. Kingman moves to second. Jeff Barkley now pitching. Bill Almon pinch runs for Bruce Bochy. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing first base. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Conroy now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy fires to first and picks off Fishlin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. Joe Carter now playing left field. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kiefer hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Carter fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Carter. Kiefer moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to second. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a pop-up towards first. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Bill Almon. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.